You know, today my message is on the power is in the blood of Jesus. And if you would turn with me today in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 12. And we're going to read from verse 13, verse 12 to verse 13. Exodus chapter 12. Hallelujah. If you have it, say amen. Praise God. Exodus 12, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Father God, we come to you today, Lord, and we thank you for your word. Your word is a light unto our feet and a light unto our path and a light unto our feet. Father, we thank you for your precious word because we know, Lord, that there is power in your word. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask today that you would speak to us, Lord God. Reveal those things unto us that you would have us to know today, Lord God. Give us revelation knowledge of your word. Speak to our hearts, oh God. We are listening, Lord Jesus. Father, we commit this time into your hands. And we thank you, Lord, for what you are getting ready to do in our midst, Lord. We give you liberty, and we ask that you would take total control. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Here as we read in the book of Exodus, and it's talking about the blood that will pass over the houses. And the title of my message, like I said, there is blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And here we see Egypt. Egypt was known as a type of sin. The Jews were in bondage and in captivity to the nation of Egypt. As a matter of fact, Egypt was called the land of leeks and garlic. It exemplified worldliness and sin. And God spoke to Moses and he said, Moses, I am going to use you to bring my people out of bondage, worldliness, and sin. He said, my hand is going to be upon you to deliver my people and bring freedom to them. Now we know Moses was just one man. And we know that Pharaoh's army, how great his army was. And here was one man going up against millions of Egyptians with their might and vast weapons. These were men of precision who conquered and fought nations. And here was Moses. No, God could have sent angels to bring deliverance, an army of angels, instead of using Moses. But that wouldn't have been the parallel to what was to come. And God spoke to Moses. And he said, Moses, I am going to use you to bring my people out of bondage. Here we could see Moses, one man. And we know what had happened, how Moses lived in the wilderness for 40 years because of what he had done. He had killed an Egyptian. And you know, God is going to send Moses back to Egypt to bring his people out of bondage. And we say, how could this be? Well, you know what? The curse came into the Garden of Eden because of Adam's disobedience. And we know that when Adam disobeyed, what happened? The curse became upon humanity. And there was only one way that the curse can be removed. There was only one way redemption could come. There was only one way deliverance can come, was through the shedding of blood. And God spoke to Moses and he says, Moses, I want you to take a lamb and slaughter it. You said, how can a lamb have anything to do with delivering people from chariots and swords and spears? How can a lamb do this? But the lamb was the very means of the way of escape, the way of their deliverance, the way out of the land of sin and bondage. And Moses, we know, took the lamb. And the Lord spoke to him and he says, you're going to take the lamb, but this lamb has to be without spot and without blemish. It couldn't have been a lamb that was scarred or weak and sickly. They couldn't give God the outcast, the cast off. They had to give God their very best. And that's with us. God wants our very best. He doesn't want our leftovers. You know, so many times, sometimes you say, well, you know something, I'm sure this week I don't have a lot of money, but you know what, let me pay my bills first, and what I have left, I'll give it to God. How you know that's not the way we should do it? We should always give God our best first. And then whatever is left, then we go ahead and do the rest. So this is what he said. He says, I want a lamb without spot and without blemish. So they had to give God their best. And we know what happened when they went in. The children of Israel, Moses had them, and they got the lamb. And we know the lamb was to be used as an atonement for their sin. And then again, we would say, well, it's hard enough to take a live lamb and expect some kind of miracle would bring deliverance out of this. How could a lamb do it? Then again, we'd say, well, it's even harder to believe that a slaughtered lamb could bring provision of the fulfillment of the covenant promises of God. Because God had promised his people that he was going to bring them out of bondage and set them free. But it had again to be shedding of the blood. So we see, however, the very death of the lamb was the instrument, was the means to bring hope to the people. Not just in the killing of the lamb, but it's in the shedding of the blood. The blood that is parallel to the blood that was going to be, that's going to flow off Calvary's cross in time to come. God was showing us the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible in Galatians chapter, I believe it's chapter 12, it says, without the shedding of the blood, there'd be no remission of sin. Blood had to be shed. And here we see, the Lord told Moses, he said that to take the blood, he said, and apply it to the houses. On the three sides, you apply it. In other words, you had to put the blood on the doorpost and at the sides of the post. He says, and when the judgment of God comes, when I see the blood, I will pass over the blood, the house. Judgment will not come to those who had the blood applied to their houses. And we know what happened. Where judgment came upon the Egyptians, we know of the many plagues that came. And if you know, there were 10 plagues. And remember at the beginning, what did God do first? First, the river Nile had turned into blood. It began with blood. and it ended with blood. The last plague was God had told them that every firstborn will be killed, including animals. Blood again. Begin with blood, taking with blood, ended with blood. He says, and the blood will provide the protection, their escape from death, and their deliverance. This was in the Old Testament. Today, we don't have to take a lamb and sacrifice a lamb, but we have the Lamb of God, who shed his blood, who sacrificed his life to set us free, to give us eternal life. It was the shedding of the blood of Jesus that today that we could stand righteous and justified and sanctified because of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood. And if we realize the power that is in the blood, situations that we are facing in our life, sometimes all you can do is just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that situation, over your doorpost, over your children, over your cars, wherever you plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our hearts, over our spirit. Plead the blood of Jesus. Because everything was accomplished in the blood. What does the blood do? The blood saves. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. I just want to read it to you. The blood says, it says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. It was through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, redemption came, salvation came. What does the blood do? The blood heals. Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Listen, sometimes the enemy would come up to you and tell you, you are not saved. Listen, saints, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and asked him to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart, you are redeemed. And the blood of Jesus Christ is covering you. That when the adversary comes, he sees the blood. The stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. There might be an affliction you may be facing in your physical body. But when he took those 39 stripes, one of those stripes was for your healing. We were already healed because of the stripes of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood. The blood delivers. Psalm 34:19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. We will go through trials and testings. You know, we will go through so many different things in our lives, but we have already delivered out of them all. Because no matter what we go through in life, God will always bring us through victoriously. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Because the Bible in John 3:8, he said, for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. When the devil comes up roaring like a lion, listen, he has no teeth. Don't fall for his roar. He roars like a lion. And that's when he comes up to us and he brings things in front of us and shows us, look at this, look at that, you have no way out. You know, he brings things to magnify the situation. And sometimes what we do, we run and we hide. But you let the devil know, devil, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. We put the blood of Jesus Christ against the situation that he's bringing in our lives. The The blood overcame the enemy. Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. What? We have overcome the enemy. Not because we are so holy or we are so great. It's because of the blood that Jesus shed for us. That we overcame the enemy. And by the word of our testimony. Telling what Jesus has done for us. And taking the promises of God that belongs to us. That covenant that he made between us and him. The promises of God. It's all for us. And we have to let the devil know that I am an overcomer. Because my elder brother overcame for me. That I could walk in victory and in power over the enemy. The Bible tells us that the blood protects. Psalm 91:10. It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No matter where we go, we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. As I was studying, you know, I came across this book that I had, and it was talking, this pastor was sharing this testimony. And he said that he had gone to Canada to preach at a revival for a whole week. And he went with his wife. And he had left his children home with the grandparents. And he said revival was breaking out. People were being healed. People were being delivered. I mean, God was doing awesome things in the midst of his people. He said that one night he went to bed and he had a dream. That there were, where he lived, it was in a sort of secluded area where there were a lot of forests and trees. And he said sometimes they would have fox that would come into his yard. So he had a dream that one of the fox came into his yard and bit one of his sons. He said, and he heard the enemy said, I'm going to put rabies in the fox and it would kill your child. He said, and he woke up out of the dream, and he woke his wife up, and he said he began to pray, and he told his wife the dream that he had, and they began to pray, and he said he began to plead the blood, and he plead the blood, and he drew a bloodline around his home. He said, well, anyway, revival was over, and he got back home, and he said a couple of days later, he was in his yard and was in the garden, and he said what he saw was a dead fox, so I think it was two, in the yard. And then he remembered the dream. So he said what he did, he took it, and he took it to the lab and had them, you know, do research on it, and they discovered that the fox had rabies in it. He said, but he knew because of the blood, and he had put that bloodline, when the fox crossed the bloodline, it died. I mean, this is true. The blood of Jesus Christ. I had another testimony where a woman, she said she had gone into a home, there was a neighbor next to her. The entire family came down with yellow fever. And everyone was afraid to go into the home because it's very contagious. And she said she went into the home, she knew that somebody had to go in there, and I think this was somewhere in Mexico, and they had to go in there to help the family. And she said she went in there, but before she went in, she began to plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon herself, upon this home. And she said she got in there, and she was with the family for a couple of days, helping the family. She said, and after a couple of days, she left and she went back to her home. And she went back to the doctor. They couldn't find any trace of yellow fever. When they took tests, nothing. And she said, even up to this day, she's in perfect health because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I have one more testimony about this young woman. She was going to visit some friends. And she said she had a couple of blocks to walk. And as she was walking, the closer she got to where she was going, she saw a group of men standing at the corner, and they were drinking. She said, and she realized that these men were drunk. She said, and as she began to walk, fear came upon her because she realized one of the young men started following her. She said she knew that she couldn't get away from him because the faster she walked, the faster he walked behind her. She said, and the only thing that she could do was to plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon her. She said, and she began to plead the blood. She began to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. She said, and all of a sudden, the young man turned away and went the opposite direction for that he was following her. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan hates the blood because that's where he was defeated. It's the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, saints, it's a powerful weapon in the hands of the believers. Sometimes at night, you know, because just the other day, you know, my dog Brownie, Sister Lorna, I had to put her to sleep about a month ago. And we had Brownie for probably 10 years. And she was my sweetheart because she protected, you know, I had her outside and she would watch everyone come in there, she'd back and she'd carry on, she'd alert me that, you know, somebody's coming, you know. And she got very sick about a month ago and we tried to wean her back to health, but then it got worse and we had to put Brownie to sleep. So, no more dogs. So anyway, my sister and I, we were talking because we heard, she was looking at the news and she heard there was a young man going in Virginia going into homes while people were asleep at night. And this man, he gets into their homes and he takes money, whatever he wants, he takes it and he gets back out. Nobody sees him. He gets away. Well, the last report was that he broke into somebody's home and they said it was a gated area. They had the alarm system on and they cannot figure out how did he get into the home. Gated alarm system, but yet still he got in. So my sister turned to me and she said, well, because I'm downstairs and I have a storm door, anybody could come in, break the glass, God forbid, and come right in. So, and then to the back of my house, I have woods, the trees, and you know. So anyway, my sister said, well, Lorraine, you know, Brownie, you don't have Brownie anymore to kind of alert us and watch the house. You need to get an alarm system. I says, Angela, alarm system? Did you hear? This home was gated, the area, they had the alarm system on, and he still got in. I said, let me tell you, my alarm system is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, because at night I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my doorpost, over every door, over every window, and I go to bed and I sleep on and sleep, and my sleep is sweet. Because I know I have the protection in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything is in the blood.
Yes.
You see, because listen, man who made the alarm system and man know how to break it, how to get into it, how to ignite it, didn't know. But the blood of Jesus Christ. No demon or devil in hell could penetrate the blood.
Amen.
When you seal your home, we don't have to worry about our children. Even as they leave to go to school or wherever they may go, some of us, our children have to stand at the bus stop at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning. They have to get to school early. They have to catch that bus. And I've heard parents talking about, now they are so afraid because of what's happening. And I said, if they only know the power of the blood of Jesus. You know, even my own daughter, niece, or sometimes Sister Rebecca know about this because you're a nurse and you know the crazy hours. And sometimes she's getting home, like this morning, she texts me and when it was around 1:55, she said, Ma, I just got in. And a few minutes as she walked into the house, this was Friday night, as she walked into the house, 5 minutes later, she texts me and she said, all the lights are off. So I text her back and I said, Misa, is it just in your home or is it the entire neighborhood? She says, my entire neighborhood. I said, but the weather is wonderful. What happened? But I started thinking to myself, if she had walked in 5 minutes later, she would have had to go into a dark neighborhood. She couldn't open the garage because when they come, they just drive right in the garage. She'd have to go back to the front door where she couldn't see anything because it's very dark there. But the Lord had her walked in just in time.
Amen.
He watches out for his people. The blood will protect us. Hallelujah. The blood is our protection. The blood redeems. Psalm 107:2. It says, let the redeem of the Lord say so. Are you redeemed today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Oh, glory be to God. To know that we are redeemed out of Satan's hand. That everything that he had for us to destroy us, we are redeemed from it. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's a scripture that I love to quote. Let the redeem of the Lord says, as it said, I am redeemed because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I am saying so. I am redeemed. The blood of Jesus Christ brought victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. The word of God said, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God. Every day we should wake up giving him thanks. Not forgetting what he did for us on Calvary. How he took our sins. He took our sicknesses. Everything that mankind, humanity, when sin came into the Garden of Eden, he stepped in and he took it all upon himself. And he set us free. You would say, what is the difference between the Christian and the non-Christians? The Christians, we have the blood of Jesus Christ upon us. That when the wrath of God or judgment comes, all he sees, all God sees is the blood. And the blood is sufficient for God. He doesn't see our flaws. He doesn't see the times we fail him. He sees the blood. Not so with the non-Christian. That when the judgment comes, remember Egypt? All the houses with the blood that was covering the houses. When the wrath of God came and the judgment came, it passed over the house. For the non-Christian, when judgment comes, if there's no blood applied to that house or that individual, judgment to the wrath of God comes upon them. So like I said before, it's not that we are better than the non-Christians. It's just that we merely have the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives. The Bible in Psalms, in Leviticus, I believe it's in 17:11, it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's where the life comes from, it's from the blood. Just like in our veins, we have the blood flowing in our veins that brings life to our physical body. Without it, we'd be dead. See, now, let's say that if we didn't have the blood flowing in our body, so let's say that, you know, you were in an accident and you were pulled badly, you were cut, and, you know, and your blood, you were losing blood, and you didn't get to that hospital immediately or to take care of it, what would happen? Within a matter of minutes, you would die. Because you see, the life is in the blood. Well, we have life eternal life in the blood of Jesus Christ. So that when we contend the word of God, when we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, over life, we are just spiritually saying, God, we no longer have to sacrifice a lamb and put it over our doorpost, thank God for it. But all we have to do is take that covenant promise that He gave to us, which is His blessings, His healing, His power, His authority. Everything is given to us. And as we begin to speak and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our hearts, over our homes, over our families, there is so much power in the blood of Jesus Christ that it brings victory to the believers. You know, there's a whole song that goes, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, precious blood of Jesus. I was listening to someone say that, you know, there were some of the churches that used to sing hymns about the blood of Jesus Christ. And what they're doing now, they're pulling out those hymns out of the hymn books because they said, when you sing about the blood, it scares the children. The devil is a liar. Oh. If we could stop singing about the blood, because he knows he's so afraid of the blood of Jesus Christ. So now we hear that you don't sing much about the blood anymore. If you tell somebody about the blood of Jesus, oh, that's spooky, the blood. And every day, we should apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and over our families. Because as I said earlier, the Bible said the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Listen, every day you wake up, he has a plan for your life. If he can take you out of here in an accident, he'll do it. Whatever he can do to destroy us. So we should never take it for granted. You know, just the other day I was thanking the Lord, and you guys know I'm no big driver. I don't drive with a belt rail. You know, I'm just, I need to live in the country. I'm a country girl. And, you know, when you just have any traffic, and, you know. So the other day I was coming with Sister Lamai, and I think I was driving. Lamai was, I don't remember. And yeah, this guy was in front of me, and he just, you know, just driving in and all. And I said, Lamai, what's wrong with him? When you see I'm on the road, is he crazy? But you know what I'm saying? But you know, I was thanking and telling the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, I thank you, even though I don't go very far, but I thank you every time I get in my car, I get on the road, you protect me. You watch over me. Because when I get in my car, I say, Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus Christ upon this car, upon the mechanical parts, upon myself, and I pray for a ring of fire around it. So all the other people can drive go crazy. I said, nobody's going to hit me because the blood of Jesus Christ is covering me. It's a weapon that we use against the enemy. And as we believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, what he did for us, and the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And I think we should start singing more songs in our churches about the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the victory and everything is in his blood. Because we believe in the power of the blood in our hearts, we apply it to everything that belongs to us. I also say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon my checking account. I cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Because I've heard so many stories about people who got their identity stolen, or they got their, you know, their bank account number or whatever, someone got it and went into their checking account and took money out of their account. Or some people stole their credit cards. I heard just recently someone sharing to me that someone had lost their credit card. It was stolen. And this person had already gone to Cayman and spent about $1,000-something in Cayman with their credit card. And by the time she discovered it, they had already charged about maybe $2,000. Gas, you name it, everything. So I listened to that story and I says, yeah, they're not going to get my credit card. They won't be able to go into my checking account because I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it. Stolen identity, they will not steal my identity. Because there's so much of that going on today and people are running scared. They're so afraid. You know, because how people can get into your account and they have ways of getting into your checking account, into your homes. We hear it every day. But thank God. Thank God for His protection. Thank God for His deliverance. Thank God for His healing power. Thank God for His saving grace. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. While He was on the cross, we were on His mind. I tell you, if you were the only one on this earth, He would have still sent His Son Jesus Christ to shed His blood for you. That's how much He loves us. We were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to take all the scriptures on the blood. Do a study on the blood of Jesus Christ. Not only that, take these scriptures and put it up, maybe on your refrigerator. Let the devil see the blood of Jesus Christ. Let him see the scriptures on your refrigerator, in your bathroom, wherever. Maybe where you take your shower, in the bathroom. A lot of people love to put the Word of God in their bathroom. Sometimes I like to put it on my refrigerator, even in my bedroom. Let the devil see there. And every day that you wake up, you say, Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, several years ago, there was, I'm not sure how many people were, I think it was about 54 people who had left our church. They had gone to Israel. On the Holy Land tour. This was several years ago. And there was about 54, 57 of our members who had gone on this trip. And I think part of the trip was they had gone to Egypt, you know, and to Jerusalem, Israel. They had gone to all the different places, but I think Egypt was included on the trip. And several of them in Egypt fell sick, got sick on the trip while they were there. And a very good friend of mine who passed away now, she said she was there on the trip. She had gone with her husband at the time. And she said every day someone wake up, someone was sick. I don't know if it was the water, the food, or what had happened. And she said to me, all she could have, this sister, she was such a dear sister, everything you would just get sisterly, and she'd be talking, and she'd say, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You know, she'd always, the blood of Jesus. And she said when she got up that morning, and she said she started feeling ill. And she just started confessing the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Upon herself and upon her husband. And when they finally left and came back to the United States, she was one, or as it was two other people, were the only ones who didn't get sick on the trip. And she said to me, she says, I believe it happened because I kept pleading the blood of Jesus. Listen, we could go into places that where, for instance, like you go into a third world country where there's a lot of sicknesses and diseases. Even where we had gone to Kenya last year, and we went to the rural parts of Kenya. They call it Taita Hills. And there's a lot of people there with AIDS and different diseases. I mean, it's unbelievable. And when we went in there, of course, you know, they had to prepare food for us. And every day they would have the table spread with breakfast on mornings, lunchtime they would have lunch ready for us, and dinner And I've heard horror stories because, you know, before you leave, they make you get all these shots, hepatitis B and hepatitis C and yellow fever shot. And I mean, they said, get everything. And every day they would bring the food out and I would look at it and I said, Lord, be the blood of Jesus Christ over this breakfast. And every day I get, I said, because I am not getting sick here in the woods, in the bush. No way I'm going back home whole. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have any doctors there. You know, this is in the country, you know, in the rural parts of Kenya, far away from anything. You know, but I didn't take it for granted. And I felt in my heart, once I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, if there's anything deadly in that food to kill me, it won't be able to kill me or harm me. And Lord shall I bring the food out again, and I will do the same thing. And for 10 days, every day, I will plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that I ate. Not to say that I felt I was better than these people, but it's just to be aware of how the enemy works. He says, oh, you coming over there to preach God's word? Oh. You see, and he sits and he waits. So I let him know, listen, the blood of Jesus Christ, Satan, is against you right now. The Lord God rebuke you, and I rebuke you. You will not be able to put any disease, any sicknesses upon me, because the blood of Jesus Christ is covering me. And I can even at nights, because at nights you will hear like the owls, you know, crying, and you will hear all these creepy things at night, like if, as people were screaming. At night. Yeah. And the first night it was fine. Second night it was fine. On the third night, there was such a commotion outside, as though people were outside screaming and yelling and howling. You know, and it just was these funny sounds. You know? And I would, and in the middle of the night I woke up, and all I could have done was say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon myself, because there were demon forces out there. I mean, we had to come up to so much spiritual darkness. Because a lot of these people believe in voodoo. I mean, and witchcraft. You know, their whole life, that's all they know. And of course, there were the few people that we met there. These were Christian people who loved the Lord. But they were surrounded by people who didn't know Jesus Christ. That even when you looked at them, you could see the demons in their eyes. You could see their bodies, you know, wrecked with pain and sickness and disease. And I mean, the children, it was just so awful looking at these children, you know, with big bellies and no food. And even with the children, you could see in their eyes. And all we could do, we would gather together every day and say, we need to pray before we go out to the homes and to the services. We need to pray and to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, I want you to know that one of us fell sick on that trip. There was 13 of us, and everybody got back home in good health. One of the sisters, Sister Deborah Nelson, she's the one who's in charge of the ministry over there. And a couple of days after we were there, she started coming down with a cold. So we started to pray for her and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her, and she started, you know, drinking the tea with honey. And we kept praying for her every day because we know the enemy was trying to stop her because she was our leader. And within a couple of days, she was fine. By the time she got back to the U.S., there was no symptom of anything. So I thank God, and I do believe that, you know, sometimes we go in places and we have to be so aware of where we go or our surroundings and not really take it for granted. And that sometimes there's not much we can do. But if we could just plead that blood of Jesus Christ over us, you know, and trust God for his protection over us. Trust God that he will watch over his people. Because the Bible said his word will not return unto him void. So no matter what we're going through in life, no matter where we are, just trust God and believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And believe that you have already, He has already given us the victory. It's all in the blood. That we won't have to walk around afraid, put bars on our windows, and have our guns under our pillows. We have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And He's our greatest protection to watch over us. So when we realize what we have in that covenant between God and the Christians, all His promises is in it. We just have to take it and apply to our lives and speak the word of God daily over our lives. Parents, your children that you're raising up, what are you doing teaching them the word and trade? That's a good thing. But every day when they leave your home, plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Pray that hedge of protection around them. Because the blood is that protection, that seals. That you don't have to be afraid. Once you know you plead the blood, everything is okay. Do you really believe that? You plead the blood of Jesus Christ, everything is okay. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I have one scripture that I want to share. And it's in Hebrews 9:12. In closing. Hebrews 9:12. It says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Isn't that powerful? Let me read it again. Neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. It was not blood of goats. It was not animal blood. But it was the blood of Jesus. And through that blood, we have redemption. That we are redeemed and connected back to the Father. How important is the blood of Jesus? Very important. The life. The life source. Life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, as a closing, I remember even in my own life that I know the blood works. How about you? I remember several years ago that I was in a terrible situation in my home in New York, and sometimes, you know, I didn't even know what to do or how this was going to turn out. I mean, it was bad. And all I knew, and Psalm 91 was my favorite psalm. That every day, because my life was in danger, my life was being threatened. And every day, I know I lived in fear for a while, but every day I would take the word of God and I would pray Psalm 91 over myself. And I would ask the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, protect me. watch over me. And I would plead the blood of Jesus Christ over myself every day. And I tell you, one day, my husband woke up, and as though it's like the enemy entered into him. And he said to me, he said, Lorraine, somebody's going to die in this house today. It's either going to be you or me. And when I looked in his eyes, they were fire red, and I could see the demons in his eyes. And all I could have done was to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over me and quote Psalm 91. And he got so angry, and that's the devil. You know, the devil, you know, he came, like I said, he's like a roaring lion. I came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he was so angry that morning, and I don't know what made him so angry. It was early in the morning, got up to get dressed to go to work. And as I was in the kitchen getting his breakfast ready, and like I said, he was so angry that he walked over me, and we had a little table right in the middle of the kitchen, and it had like the legs were cast iron legs on the table, you know. And he was so angry, he threw me on the kitchen floor. And I fell and almost hit the legs on that table. And I saw like my whole life flash in front of me. Because I knew the enemy was angry. And I felt, but this is it, Lorraine. Because you know, he said, you're going to die today, either you or me. Some one of us is going to die today. And I began to quote Psalm 91. And I began to plead the blood of Jesus. I didn't plead it out loud, or, you know, but in my brain, I started saying, blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and I started praying Psalm 91. And all of a sudden, my husband walked away, and he came back and he says, well, I'm going to get dressed now to go to work, as though nothing had happened. Yeah, as though nothing had happened. Everything was fine. You know, those were demons. Because when you open up yourself to the enemy, he come in and he take advantage. And that's what was happening. My warfare was not against flesh and blood, it was against principalities and powers. But because of the word of God and the blood of Jesus Christ, I believe this is why I'm standing here today. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And thank God the Lord brought me out from that situation. And God spared my life. And I know the blood works. I know the word of God works. And there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and there's power in the word of God. Because when you begin to quote the word of God, the devil has to flee. And this is why it's important that what you are doing, parents, training your children and letting them memorize the word of God that will stay with them forever, is power in the blood of Jesus and in the word of God. So whatever difficult situation you may be facing, whatever trial you may be facing, just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, and you will come out victorious. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. God is good. All the time, God is good. Brother Leslie, the praise team will come back, and let's sing a couple of hymns on the blood of Jesus, maybe one or two. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you, Lord, that there is power in your cross. There is peace and joy in your blood. There is deliverance, there is protection in your blood, oh God. Salvation is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your shed blood. We thank you, God, because without the shedding of the blood, there'd be no remission of sin. But we thank you, Lord, that you choose God, to shed your blood for us, that we can be delivered and set free from all our sins. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon ourselves, upon our homes. Lord, upon our vehicles. As we leave this place, Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ is covering us.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus Christ is covering our family members, covering their homes, our neighborhoods, our cities. The blood of Jesus Christ is covering it. And we thank you, Lord, the blood never loses its power. We thank you for that precious blood of Jesus. Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank and praise you enough for what you have accomplished for us on Calvary. Lord, by your broken body, by your shed blood, we are healed, we are set free, and we are delivered. We are victorious over the enemy. The chains of bondage is broken off of our lives, off of the lives of our loved ones. We thank you. Lord, we ask for your blessings to be upon your people this week, Lord. Lord, you know every need and every situation. But Father, as we give it to you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the victory in every area of our lives. Because you did not plan one defeat for us, but you made us 100% victorious. And we are walking in victory. God, open doors for us that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection over Pastor Gabor today and over Sister Gabor. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon them, and we pray Psalm 91 over them. We say, no evil shall befall them, neither shall any plague come nigh their dwelling. We thank you, Lord, for giving them traveling mercy. Take them to their destination safely, Lord, and bring them back to us safely in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our building. We know, God, that you already have a building for us, and your timing is perfect. God, you are working out the paperwork, Lord God. We cover everything with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover the finances concerning our building with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we dip the situation in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your blood sanctifies, it cleanses, it justifies. And because of your blood, we can stand before you today righteous, covered in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And when all is said and all is done, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And just hallelujah. Yes, let's give him a clap. Hallelujah.